Okay, so we're looking at the Mishnah Mem and Aleph. As the birch of Paris Elon Bere Prihodoma is Yotzu, while Paris Or, it's Repair 8 is Lo Yotzu. Makula Mimomer Shakon Yabidvoro is Yotzu. So the Mishnah says that a person makes a bracha on Paris Elon Bere Prihodoma, it's true, it grew out of the ground. So Mela, that's a valid bracha. But the other way around, obviously, if a person makes a Bere Prihodoma on something which is grows out of the ground, it's not true. And if a person says Shahakol, so Bidyabid is Yotze. Bidyabid is Yotze. Okay. So versus Mantana Dikir Ilon Arahi. So the Gemara right away goes into the Cheshbon that it's true to say that this is a Bere Prihodoma. Now the Chara, the Gemara says, the only way I understand that is by saying that really the tree itself is just accession of the ground. Really, the Iker thing is the ground. The tree grows on the ground. We don't look at it, the tree as being a distinct, separate item to the point that it's ma'akev. We could have argued that whether that's true or not, but the ma'isa, it does grow out of the ground. So the more saying that's not true. If you don't look at it like Iker Ilan is Arihi, the pshat is obviously there's sustenance coming from the ground, but if you can't say it's a priyodama, that's not how it grows. It grows in a totally distinct different way, so that's not appropriate to call it a priyodama. So b'diavad you wouldn't be yotze. So I'm Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehudi, that non yavash amayin and mixes ha'ilon, maybe ben akar Rav Yehudim and maybe v'kar. So the pasuk says the person has to be bringing the bikurim, and he also has to read the parsha. The parsha says adama shir nasatali, reishis priyoda ho'adama shir nasatali Hashem. So he has to say adama shir nasatali. So the Morris says, what will be if by the time he brings the Paris, the tree that he's bringing it from is no longer there? So he can't say Adama Shinasatali Hashem, because the tree that it came from is not there anymore. Or even if, in a case you had a base of Shlochan, even bigger Kiddush, a base of Shlochan is an irrigated field. It means it's only able to produce Paris because it's irrigated. If you took away the Mayan, the Mayan was dried up, so he won't be able to grow any Paris there in that field anymore. So this Adama is not an Adama which is fertile enough to produce Paris anymore. So it's a chaser in saying Adama Shinasatali, because this is not the gracious pre Adama. That Adama Shinasatali is not there anymore. That Adama which is Shinasatali, which produced fruit, is no longer effective at doing that. So you couldn't say Adama Shinasatali. That's a Tanakam. So you bring the Bikurim, because B'shas, the Bikurim grew, there's a Chia Bikurim. But Veder Kare, you don't say the Pasuk Adama Shinasatali. Yehuda says, maybe Bikare, the ground is still there. So even though the tree is missing, but the ground is still there, so the tree is gone. So the Chalmans say, but the tree is gone, it grew from the tree, there's not a tree anymore, you can't say Adama Shinasatali, because the Dhamma is being touched up, it's not as the ground, but as the tree. Yehuda says, no, the ground is still there, the tree is gone, but the ground is still there, because really even the tree grew from the ground. Simela, the bracha, so it's the Iker Elon is the Ara. Simela, you can still say the bracha. It's also the Kriya. So over here also, the more saying, according to Yehuda, you could make a bracha, Brepi Adama, and be Yotze with it. Okay? Tosfos comes along and says, Yesh Beforshim, that the reason why it's Abraham and Akari, Mimnei Shannon Nira Kim Shabeka Kodesh Borchu, El Kakaival, Amasha Nosin Le Adama Shannon Really Paris. What do you mean you're not saying Adama Shannon Satali? The Vada of the Dhamma is there. Right? But it's a Dhamma which now is in a state of Klala. It's a dysfunctional Adama. So the Chama hold that's a Chasorin in maybe in being maybe Vikari. Right? Well, see, so the Lashon, take a look at Lashon the way the Mershaw says it. L'char kasha, so he's explaining what the question is. You cannot say the Iker Ilan is the ground. So the tree is gone. The Kamachim Kim the Yeshlo Lahai Aro, the Bo Ela Peres Imenu. So the Chalmers are arguing with Rehuda in this argument of the Iker Elon is the Elon, and the Elon is gone. So there's a chesaron, but why would that preclude you from saying the mice of the ground is still there? That's Mashengen Rekaron of Yehuda, who holds Iker Elon is the ground. The ground, so there's nothing to complain about. The ground is still there. You never were talking about the tree. Karn the Chama, you were talking about the tree. Karn the Yehuda, you're talking, not talking about the tree anyway. So you're talking about the tree. You're saying, yeah, I have ground with that tree anymore because the Iker Nekuda was the tree. Karn the Yehuda, the Iker Nekuda is the ground. So that's how the Mashal understands the Tosfos is Cheshbon. Okay. So the Gemara, Aperes Oritz, if he says Brei Pri Yoetz on Adam, he's not Yoetz. Marsesh Pshita, or Rav Yitzchak Lein Yisrael, the Yehuda Damer Kita Min Ilan He, the Tanya Ilan Shalchel Adam Mimenu Adam Rishon, Rav Yemeir Megefen Hoye, Shelach Adavar Shemay Begyolal Al Adam El Yain Shenemar Veyesh Min Yain Vayishkar, Shemay Yemer Teino Hoye. How do we know? Shemay Adavar Shenis Kalkula Boy Niskula Shenemar Vayisprus Alei Seino. So you see, it gives das. So the eitz das was chita. So sotach lamina hoil the Rambam Yehuda chita minilin he the varchalei berei piyoetz kamash v'lon that you don't. Morsa sohecha mevarchin berei piyoetz. And this pashas is the hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that even according to Yehuda, that the guy be the pasuk of in the Torah of the eitz hadas, that the eitz of the Torah you will willingly use the word eitz hadas to refer to something which is a chita, which grows out of the ground. But the brepio eitz is not like that. The brepio eitz, when you're differentiating between brepio eitz and brepio adama, the differentiation is because the following. So even when you take off the fruits, but the gavaza remains, and it will produce again other fruits, not necessarily that year, but the year to come, right? So now this word gavaza is going to be a very, very, very important word. How to translate the word gavaza? Right. So Rashi says, "Onam shel eitz." So the branches will remain. So the tree's there, the branches are there. You take the fruits off, but the branch remains. The next year, it'll come out of the tree, come out off the branch, as opposed to growing out of the ground again. So something which is a brepi adama, each year it grows anew from the ground. So each year I have to plant it again. Each year it grows anew from the ground. It just starts over again. But a tree remains from year to year. So I'm growing out of the tree. So chita, even though it's called eitz in Lashon HaTorah, but it's not brei piyo eitz because the mice it grows out of the ground. So the Kamash was saying, even Karn de Behuda, you will not be yotze with brei piyo eitz. Avol hechad kishak l'se the peri lesser legavaza the harder mapik lemerachin alei brei piyo eitz alei brei piyo dom. Okay, zokta is this. A mahalcha nira, Taisa says the tusim. These things grow and they sit and they stay. So it grows back. Now, the assumption in the way the Chachamim understand Tosfos, they understand Tosfos like the Rosh. We'll see the Rosh in a second. That doesn't sound a rush already? No. Okay. So right, that's so the stickler over here is what does gavaza mean? So the potentially are three ways to understand gavaza. So what understanding gavaza is the roots remain. So you don't have to plant it again. So even if you have a tree which the nature of the or if a plant, which the nature of the plant is the whole thing withers, but the root system remains and it grows out of the roots again the next year, that's called brepioites, because the gavaza remains. So then, for example, bananas. Bananas grow like that. The banana plant, basically the whole plant dies. It grows quite tall. It's very big. A banana tree is very big. You know, I'm sure you've seen banana trees, right? But each year it grows out of the grows from the roots again. So is that called brepioites? Well, the answer is I don't have to plant it again. It remains from year to year. So it's not a new thing the ground is producing. There's something there which exists, which is producing it from year to year. So that's eights.
The whole tree falls down?
The whole thing dies, yeah. Right, so that would be one understanding. So then, according to that, the bracha on bananas would be brepio eitz. If you understand that it's totally in the roots remaining. If you say that's not enough, you have to remain. Some of the trunk has to remain. So Rashi says you have to have an onuf, you have to have a branch there. So you have roots, you have trunk, you have branch, and there's fruits growing on the branch. Right? So that's an eitz. Right? But if the tree is going to collapse every year, even though there's a root system, you don't have to replant it. There's a root system which is there which produces again, but that's not a tree. It's still growing out of the ground. That's called it grows out of the ground. So then Gavaza would mean, according to that, it has to have at least a trunk, or maybe more. Right? So it's how you translate this word of Gavaza is going to make it a nafkamina unit. So Tosis says that the susim, so strawberries grow like bananas. So the root system remains. You don't have to replant the strawberry bush from year to year. But the plant itself, it looks more like an adama. The plant grows, produces the fruit, and then it dies. So if it would be, some other type of plant, you're wrong, because I have to replant, I have to put new seeds there. Right? So I'm growing cabbage, I have to put something new there. The plant dies. Strawberries, the plant doesn't die. The plant remains because I don't have to plant it again. But on the other hand, the what we see above ground, we would call the plant. It's gone. So it says these tusim. So Tosfos understands that Tosfos says tusim is called a eitz, which means Tosfos understands as long as the root system remains, which is the way the Rosh understands it. As long as you have to replant it, see, there's something there which is reproducing again from year to year. So that's an eitz, as opposed to chita, which is more as opposed to chita, where you have to plant the seeds every single year. You need new grains of wheat to put in the ground to produce something new. So that's called adama. There's nothing there, and each year the ground produces a new something, this item to eat, and then whatever was there is gone, and then the next year again the ground produces it. But if there's something there which lasts from year to year, that's an eitz. So that's how they understand Tosfos.
So
they're
actually saying the eitz means shirt.
Right, because he gives an example of these items. Now I don't know exactly what these items are, and that seems to be like a deon exactly what these items are. Some of them. Well, two sadeh is the usage which we use for strawberries nowadays. So the Maamar Mordechai, when he talks about it in Reish Gimel, there's a long piece in Reish Gimel about these frizish. He comes out, he says that chodesh should be a bread priyadoma. He says, so that's that. The Tosfos says that you make a repia eitz on these things because they're not like the other garden, which we'll see the garden sheet in a second, right? Then he brings that the Birka Yosef responded to him, and then he answered back to the Birka Yosef how it functions. So that's one of the interesting questions which comes up nowadays: is if you have the same type of plant which grows in different climates differently, so how does that function? Do you look at each place separately? You look at, this is the general plant, and generally it goes, let's say it does not regenerate, but in certain places, because of the climate, it's able to regenerate, or vice versa. So that becomes part of the shilam. So Tosfos says, weiter, Shereidarech eitz iskaim yomim rabim, v'kishokal pri b'shanazu hara osir pri b'yso eitz atzmai. So that eitz itself produces fruits again. Miu Rab Rabanachem Hebi Rayam Yershami the Mesethis Klaim the Marokhin al Kominei the Otar Repi Adama. So Otar is like normally is translated as thorns, brambles. So but there are some of them have some type of fruit on it. So the bracha is Repi Adama. Tamar Hosam a Hagen Veitzin Min Ilan Heim Venim Klaim Bekarim. So we know that the Klaim and Karim, there's two types of Klaim and Karim. There's Klai Yisroyim, and there's Klai, which planting Chita in a Karim is one type of Klaim. There's another type of Klaim, which is planting Yerachus in a Karim. So you can't plant either one of them. But it says anything which is a tree is not Yerachus. So these things are considered Elon. And there's no issue of planting other types of trees in a Karim. I can plant orange trees in the middle of my vineyard if I want. Porich, what do you mean that they're considered that climate? They're Elon and not climate Karim. Vatanyu, Elohim mini deshoyim, Hakundis, Va'otar. So it says that Otar is a type of deshoyim, which is like Yerachus. grasses. Mashani tamon the bracha v'hachal l'klayim. Amal l'inyan bracha minei d'shoyim hein. So even though the gabi hilchas klayim is considered an eagle, right? So but the gabi hilchas brachas is considered an adama. So Tosha says umiu divrei kol frishish sarach l'bracha l'imper pir eitz. They don't go to alitin ve'itzim iskay mishan l'shon. So the child is what's the nakuda of itin? The Torah seems to say that introducing something which is eitzes miskayim mishan l'shono. Tosha says at the end that's Svarei Ha'etz. So why are itzes worse? Like what's the issue? Do they last? They don't last. Like what's the shock of Tosha? Tosha seems to say that it lasts, but I have Yerushalmi says itzes in Ardama. So if they don't last, it's not a kasha. Right? So it doesn't last. It does last. So the taka, why do you make a Ardama? Tosha says the frishas are better, right? So that's very confusing. Were you confused by Tosha? Yeah, good. What? Tosis, what's the flow of Tosis? Tosis starts off, he says, listen, I hold that these things are minor eights because the eights is in sky. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tosis says, Miyu, Rebbeinu Menachem brings the Yerushalmi, says that by itzin you make Adama. So what's the Miyu? If itzin are things with the eights and not miskayim, so of course you make Adama. Elamai itzin are things with the eights and miskayim. Right? So the Chara, I just told you, cloud that you make eights, but Shetach and Yerushalmi you make Adama. So Tosfos says, so what does Tosfos mean to say? L'chara means I'm challenging my whole yisoid, right? Tosfos says, but the vada by precious because it's an eitz miskayim. You make eitz. I mean, I don't understand. You just told me you're challenging your yisoid. So maybe your yisoid is wrong. You shouldn't. Why is all of a sudden? But that's for sure. Why is it for sure? You set it off with a yisoid. You challenged it, and now you're saying, but for sure it's good. It's what do you mean for sure it's good? So it means the Tosfos is learning that the argument of itzin has to be for a reason that there's a difference between itadin and eitz miskayim. Right, so there's a few possibilities. One possibility is the size. So the which we'll look at the berlocha. That that's one possibility. One possibility is there's a din which the mechaber brings that ilan yisrak, the bracha you don't make a bracha for eitz in them. If they're generally not tov the Michael, and they're not planted for that purpose, and they grow wild, so that therefore their bracha is not ha'etz, even though they grow in something which would meet all the criteria of being ha'etz. Or alternatively, Tosfos is being mechalik between taka how it grows.
And that's what changed in the Kashan Tarot?
So Tosfos never says. Tosfos says as you said. Tosfos has a meal that Rebbeinu Menachem brings a Rav Yerushalmi, which seems to challenge as you said, right? And then he says, "But lemaisa by precious, I have no shaila." So I don't know the metzias between the other ones, whether there's a physical difference between them. If it sounds from Tosfos that so I've challenged Tusim and this Bonti Chunch, whatever they are, but I haven't challenged precious. So that's it's hard to work out Tosfos what Tosfos means. You don't know what he's talking about, right? But just in the simple Taisha Tosfos, we clearly there's something you have to work out in Tosfos. Okay, so the rush.
Is there a reason why someone would consider it's a tree for flying?
Well, theoretically, yes. Yeah, that's part of the question, right? Mm-hmm. So I can tell you that. The definition of to give it a chashivas, the Chazal gave it a special bracha of eitz. So we need a certain standard, which necessarily is the same standard for klayim. Or, like you said, there could be this question of height, this question of fact that it goes wild. Okay, so the Rosh and Simchav Gimel. He brings the Mishnah, the beginning of the Simchav Gimel, he brings the Mishnah. Then he brings the Mishnah Mabez, which is not really our topic right now. He says, "Gemara Kamer Kol Darish Oisa Paris Mishana L'Shana Nikra Eitz." A Kol Darish Tzarich Lazare B'Kol Shana Nikra Prihor. It's So the Rosh says that clear. Tosfos is not as clear, but the Rosh is very clear. The criteria is, do you have to replant it or not? If you don't have to replant it, it's right. If you have to replant it, it's Adam. If you have to replant it, what's happening is that each year the ground is putting out something anew. But eight says means, I mean, obviously it grows on the ground. And where it says your yotze b'di, with the Adam b'di yavid. But the Maisa, there's something that is growing from. So we're making a brach on the fact that Bershom made this this bria, which allows to produce food, and I don't have to keep planting from year to year. That's the mile of a tree over the Adama. So Rosh says, do you have to plant it again? So then it's Adama. You don't have to plant it again, it's eight. So as long as the roots remain, you don't have to plant it again. So that's very clear on the Rosh. What number is a simanachim to sefta? Kol shemoytza olav mi'ikroi esavu. Mavarach alav rei pi Adama. V'kol shemoytza olav mi'anofav ilanhu mavarach alav rei pi eitz. All right, so the Rosh brings this second siman. And so the Rosh is going to have to touch a little bit into the siman, because it seems to say that kol shemoytzi olav mi'anofav ilanhu, and kol shemoytzi olav mi'ikrai esavhu. You make a bracha b'pi Adama. Right? So that's but the Rosh does not seem to be bothered by the siman, right? Right. So.
What does it mean,
Meikra? Pasha means Meikra. So Ikra is from the, well, that's also part of the question, but it means from the roots. So the Drisha says that Rosh Pirish Masha Kosta because Mitzal of Meikra Shetzlerma She'ein Yotze Shum Onof Me'Ageza B'Sherish Rak She'ol of Beirosev G'delim Ba'Oritz Zel Dafke Esed Abba Masha Yesh Lo Onof Av She'nis Yavish V'Kol B'Chol Shana Afil Hachi Mikri Ilan. So that's how he understands the Rosh. So you have to have some element of Onof left, even though it has no life to it. You have some level of onuf left to it. And the Gaonim hold not like that. So we'll see what the Gaonim Shita is in a second. So what's the Gaonim Shita? So the Mordechai brings the Gaonim. Mordechai is in Kufla, it's in Kufla Manala. Yeah. Birch Persi Ilun. Yeah. Kosta Bachumas Agadim called Ilun the Yavish Bisiswai. Every type of tree which dries up in the fall and winter, we call Gavazi and the Gavazi ends, the Tarfi and the leaves, the Gamri, Bakarif, Vahodar Pari Mishrashav, and then it regrows from the roots. We're working on Paris of Ribbi Adama. Because hecha the ishakli the peira isa lagavasa, b'hadar mapi peri is our pioets. Okay. Bikan pasta k'rav Yosef in the Rav Yoh, the oisin tusim prizish bishin unsh kiyotzim sheisa work alim b'pi Adama. Right. So, nalatosis you should make a b'pi Adama. Then he says based on his criteria. So even though the root remains, but it's the fact that the tree part of it doesn't really remain. So it's not a tree. If a haver Rebbeinu Manoach Eliyahu Raya Mirushalmi himself this climb the Rukhin I'll call Mina Otzim Repi Adama Hosam Higan Mitin Mina Ilanim Benim Climb Karen Paruch Atanya Elo Hey Mina Deshoyim Akundas Mitin Mishani Tamon the Bracha Bachal Climb Almanian Bracha Mina Deshoyim Hey. Okay, so great. So that's very nice, which makes him make sense. The Tosefta seems to support the Shita of the Gaon. Not so. How does so the Rosh brings this Tosefta and seems to be like he's not bothered by it. Then he brings it the Ram Omer. The Ram is. I'm assuming that means that's Rami Rittenberg. That was the Rebbe of the Mordechai. Shenogel ha'am levorach alei b'repiyo eitz, shayderach onav liskayim yomim rabim b'shanah zu, Fine. So the argument is that the garden which the Mordechai is quoting, they understand the koshis yavish anofim b'choshana af anofim choizim yotzim yageza, even though the trunk is still there, but if the you need to, there's a small base on the ground which is above ground, but if out of that grows anew every year, mikri olav yotzim yikroi halven oimdim anofim lishana lishana. Okay, so that seems to be the shaila, how to touch up what the Yerushalmi is doing. So the Tosefta, right? That the Rosh understands Masha Mati Olav Ikrei She'en Yotze Shum Onav Me'ageza V'Sharish Rak She'olav Be'Veros V'Gdelem Be'Oritz. Everything grows anew from the ground. So even like a banana tree, there's a certain amount which remains above ground. It looks dead, but it grows out. It doesn't, the main part of it falls away, but there's a little certain amount above ground, and out of that grows again. Right? So according to the Rosh, the Kar, that should be a Bray, Pri Ha'etz. So the Beis Yosef brings the Chubas HaGarnim, which is Kolin Shiyash Yavash Sisvoy. There is a Hani Muzi keeping the Kolo Eitz of Lagarmi V'Hodor Pari Mishrasha Mivorchan Allah Bnei Pi Adama Akan L'Shoinoy of this Chuva because the way Shom the High Time Beranzin Mishahednik Mishum Shemi Mivorchan Allah Bnei Pi Adama Akan L'Shoinoy. So again, Muzi is the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sif Gimel, that's bananas, that's Arabic for bananas. So according to the garden, the bracha on bananas is Adam. According to the Rosh, the bracha on bananas is Adam. Maybe
we
just say Adam. So that's what we do. What bracha do you make on bananas? But it becomes very well. What's that bidiyah? But you made her eight. What do you do? So if you learn the pshat, it's a hachrol like the gainim. So you weren't yotze. If you learn that this is suffik, me suffik, you're making adama. So then, if that's the cheshbon, so bidiyah, you said eight. You'd be yotze. Okay, so let's say you're eating a banana and an orange, right? And you like oranges more than bananas, right? So you make your eight before the adama. So you make a eitz on the banana, on the orange. Now you come to kadama on the banana. Maybe you were eitz already because you had it in front of you, planning to eat it, and it's a eitz. So Pirkei Avot says you should make the. He discusses that maybe you have to make. Now your rabbi says you have to make the adama first. Meaning bananas and oranges, you have to make the adama first because of this problem.
It's not chavi.
You can always make the adama first. I'm just saying, even if it's chaviv, we pass in because they shavus. There's no kedima between aretz and adama mikra then. If they're equal to you in chavivus, so there's a sheet that the hag holds it. You should make the aretz first. So you say aretz, but chavivus would override that because the ma'aser mikra then we hold the chaviv that there's not a kedima and therefore chavivus overrides. So if it's not chaviv, it's everything all being equal. So then I can make adama first because mikra then we don't pass like the bahag mikra then we're not like the bahag. Then you make eight before the Adama. But even in the case where there's a Chavivus, which meager, then you're supposed to be marked in the Chaviv. So, like most Rishonim, right? So, I should make eight first because it's more Chaviv, but then I get myself into this Machloikis. So, that's going to be Machloikis Poiskim. What do you do? What's the best way to deal with it? So, there's basically three Shitas. One Shita says you should make Adama first. One Shita says you should make eitz and have a perish kavana not to be moitzi the adam, and you get involved in mechukas between the pre-chodesh and the tuah shor whether you could do that. One says you shouldn't eat both of them at the same time because of the sofik. You can get involved in the sofik, and you shouldn't eat it.
Could you make eitz and
You have a chiyuv nekoetz. So that's a hard question.
I'm saying, if you had in mind when you made ha'etz, because it's more kashim or whatever.
You had in mind what?
You had in mind that the hadama should be yotze. Do you have another chiyuv to make a stam case?
No, if something which is hadama, ha'etz is not doesn't count. That's what Mishnah says. You make ha'etz and hadama doesn't work. Right, so it doesn't work. Even a case where the ha'etz is an appropriate bracha for something else, but it just doesn't work. It's not ha'etz. So it's interesting. The poskim can actually handle the question, and they have an interesting argument the other way around. Because the halacha is like we had that this halacha that if I say ha'adama and ha'etz, I'm yotze. Let's say I'm eating not bananas. I'm eating something which is vada ha'adama. I'm eating green beans, right? I'm eating green beans and I'm eating ha'etz, right? So I make ha'adama. But you make ha'adama and ha'etz are yotze. Right? Say no. About I didn't have das that my hadama, because the halacha is that this halacha that hadama works in eitz only b'diavad. So we didn't understand. We assume you didn't mean that. So if I take that item and I hold it in my hands and I say hadama on it, so I said hadama on it. Let's say I'm making hadama on the green beans and I have a mind for the eitz also. Machlokas not posting whether it works. It could be this whole thing, dinner so b'diavad only works. And because we don't want you to walk away with the bracha of atala. That's and this is eitz. The correct bracha is bracha. It's eitz. Excuse me, what are you doing making a different bracha? A chutzpah. Yeah, but the other option is it's a bracha of atala. So when we're left with a bracha of atala versus chutzpah, we accept the chutzpah and we walk away. But the dumb wasn't bracha of atala, because I'm making it on the green beans. So what you chutzpah? You have a mind for eitz also, right? So that's the machlokes in the poskim. Whether what's the law in that case, but now I go and I make a bracha of hadama on the green beans and my bananas. On the side, the bananas are eitz. Could be my hadama doesn't work for the bananas, so you should make the bracha on the bananas and have a mind for the green beans also. So that's also such an argument. What? Yeah, this is all going to override Chaviv, because we're dealing with Safek Brachas, so we need to make sure you're making the right Brachas, you know, making Yotzi your Brachas. So we just try and so that all override Chaviv. What's fascinating about this whole Machloikas, which like none of the Yishanim over here talk about, is what happens to Orla. So if it's a tree, there's a Dinei Orla. If it's a plant, there's no Dinei of Orla. So are the rules of Orla and the rules of these items synonymous? The more is telling me that the Gabi Hilchos Brach is, if the Gavaza remains, which according to the Rosh means the roots remain, let's say, so it's eitz, so it means it's a tree, so it's chayv and Orla. So this lends yourself to a fascinating question about bananas. Bananas should have a problem of Orla according to the Rosh, because they grow in the first year. And every each year they, so arguably the rush holds it's a tree, so that they grow, they produce bananas immediately in the first year. So those bananas are orla. The plant remains for a few years, so by the fourth year, it's not a problem of orla. Right, but the first 3 years, it's a problem of orla. So this applies to bananas, it applies to papaya, it applies to eggplants, it applies to some of your peppers which grow on trees.
Pineapple?
It applies to pineapples. Applies to a lot of these things. There's a big discussion. What are the laws of Orla? So, the assumption in the poskim later, the Rishonim don't really make the sushta, but the assumption in the poskim is that whatever's going to be the law of the Gabi Hilchos Brachas is the Gabi Hilchos Orla.
Orla is not the same as
Chilean?
They don't have the same
laws. No. Right. So that's which is a Kiddush, because we could have said, you know, we see that the. But if anything, the Gemara is the more of there's mashma that the status of tree, lagabi klayim is easier than the status of tree lagabi brachas, which if I would say orla is like klayim. So then the fact that it's I'm calling these things hadama doesn't mean that it should be the gabi that is a tree, but the gabi orla that's going to work against you. It's not going to work for you. Gabi klayim, if it's tree, it's not klayim. The Shalmi is saying the bar to call something a tree, Lagabi Hilchus Klayim, is less than the bar Lagabi Hilchus Brachos. So if the Rosh Hashanah said this is Hilchus Brachos, this is called AIDS, Kavachar Lagabi Klayim is called AIDS, Kavachar Lagabi Orm is called an AIDS. Well, now it's a problem. Right? So the that singular that doesn't help you makes it worse.
What's the problem?
The problem of Peya. Well, Peya is not an Isser. If you're on the field, you have to leave. You would have to leave Peya. You know, my problem is, Orla, whoever grows in it, whether it grows in a Goy's field or a Yid's field, Orla grows, a tree grows, the fruit. I go to the store and I buy bananas. Why am I allowed to buy bananas? Right? So Kozman Yad in Eretz Yisrael is not such a big problem because Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, Orla is also B'chutz La'aretz, but Sabak Orla is Mutter. Right, the Mar Kedushin, you said in the first parak that you probably never learned. You never got that far, right? So the more over there, the more says a fascinating din. The more says that, you know, that you're, it's not Stam Sabak Orla is Mutter. I can go down to the field, ask the goy to pick something for me, just to turn my back, and I don't know which trees to look from. Some trees are Orla, some trees are not Orla, and though they didn't see it, I'm okay. We discussed this a little bit, if you remember, the Gabi Hilchus Rive. Because it's Kavua, the mice of the trees are Kavua, right? When we discussed this, remember that, right? Saying, but that's the sugya over there. So Hilchus Orla, it's Mutter. Chutz La'aretz. So I walk to the store, I buy bananas. See, if you tell me that bananas grow for many years, and eventually, so according to the garden, it's a plant. It's not a tree. So it's mutter. And according to the Rosh, it's a tree. Yeah, but the tree will last from year to year because as much as you tell me it's a tree, because the root stays, so it lasts from year to year. What's fascinating about it is apparently, which this I don't know so much with the modern agriculture. This is what the Maamar Mordechai says is that they tend to. Because it grows in this strange way, after a few years they take it out and they replant it because the mice doesn't produce good fruit for after multiple years of this regenerating from the ground. So if Roiv, then arguably, so in Chutz La'aretz I have a din of Suffolk. So even though Roiv bananas are from the first 3 years, it's even more fascinating by papaya. Papaya dies after a year, so therefore you get your vadai. That it grows from the that it's within with Teich Hashanah. So the Poskim come along and they say some fascinating things that without any Makaris, that it can't, something which dies only produces fruit for 1 year and then it dies, plant lasts for 2 years. It never reaches the point past Orva. It can't be that it has an Isser of Orla. The Bershom didn't make something which is never becomes Heter. The case of Orla is, it was Oster, and eventually becomes Mutter. It's going to die before it reaches that point. It's never going to reach that point. Obviously, it's not a tree. Right? There's no Gemara which supports that. But that's one of the approaches of some of the Poskim. I mean, I'm talking about from Eli Reingold. I'm talking about, right?
What about the more that the Bershom doesn't make something that has Isser without a Heter counterpart?
So the Moras always say that in the context of that there's another item which has the similar properties and taste, etc. So I mean, I'm not a big bucking in papaya. I don't think I've ever even eaten papaya because I tend to be very conservative in my tastes. So I don't like trying new things. But I imagine there's something else out there which tastes similar to papaya. That's all you need. The Mora says the chazer is also in Shibuta. There's a fish which tastes like chazer. So there's a heter which is connected. It doesn't mean that item the chazer is mutter. It means that there's another item which tastes like it, which is mutter. Which, right, the more kachal, the more says that the pasuk of chalav is aser, but you can eat kachal. Kachal is meat which has a taste of milk, but you ought to eat it. Made a raisa. So that wouldn't be a source for that. So this shaila has hashlachot beyond Hilchos Brachos, has a hashlachot beyond Hilchos Brachos. So this is. There's a fascinating, the Chazanish brings that shot. Chazanish and Simon Yubez brings this shot. It's a Birka Yosef, says that it's not. It can't be that the dinner that it has a dinner tree. The dinner oil applies to it. The Ben Ish Chai discusses eggplants. Right. So that's the problem with. Give me a strange look. So eggplants grow in a similar type of a plant. So the Ben Ish Chai says again, it's where, you know, where these things came from. Ben Ish Chai says it doesn't grow like a regular tree, which has a trunk which is solid. It's hollow inside. It's more like pieces of wood which go around, and you end up with like, so it's like, it looks like a trunk, but you cut it open and it's totally empty inside. That's not a regular trunk. That's not a tree. That's not what kabbalah means. And it doesn't have a dinner of. That's why you all eat eggplant. So, Rav Avadia. He sounded like he knew what all these things were. I guess, you know, these names were, you know. So he starts off, he's discussing, this is in Yerodei, in Chelek Yud, Yerodei Simin Lamadalit. He also talks about it in Yechavadoas and Chelek Beis. So he brings from the Lachos Katanis, Shekhala B'yudena, Shekhala Noisin Pri, B'sech Shana L'Zuyasu, Eina B'chalila. This is the Rav Raz says, this Yisoid, that if it produces fruit immediately in the first year, it's not a tree. It's a minyarak. This is what the Lachos Katanis writes, B'shem the Rav Raz. The Lachos Katanis says, Tam Choloshu, Eina Hatu Yisir Tarashol, Orla Mishum Kach. Right? You can't make up your own pshatim and mimatar and it's a derisa because of it. So the Radvaz writes, so it sounds like this thing Frisius was something similar to Chatzilim. It was the same thing exactly, I'm not sure about it. So he says, well, it's machloikis, Risharnim. So in Chutzla, in Egypt, it's you know, Safak Orla, Simela. In the case of Safak Orla is not a Safak Medin, it's a Safak Metzias. I don't know whether this. Where it came from? Did it come from that field? This field, you know, which tree did it come from? So that we discussed it. So then, Kol Kavua, Roiv, etc. That was that discussion we had on Yerodei. But in a case where I know what it is, I know exactly where it is. I know exactly where it came from. I know everything about it. But I just have a suffering. And then, does that go into Lachem Hashem? You know, the suffering regardless of Mutzah B'chutz L'Eretz. He was not very happy about it. But he says he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He eventually visited Eretz Yisrael. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. He visited Eretz Yisrael. I think he didn't move there. I think he just visited there. And he saw that everybody eats Frisius, however you pronounce it. So he says it must be that they held this hetter. So the Chacham said that's very nice, but the mehekatesi. He says Kalisi Ler Tzisrael Reisa Shakulam Noigim Behetter.
Have you said that the dinner of some of the doesn't apply to Sejusina?
It's not very clear that the dinner of some of the Chutz La'aretz. Does it apply in a case where it's a suffix? You're asking for the more in Lama Vav.
Yeah, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it clearly.
The Gemara says,
the Gemara says,
the Gemara said that also? Interesting. Good point. I see the person can handle the shayla, but they don't bring this gemara. Okay. Thank you. Good question. So he brings it to the Radvaz, says he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He went there, at least he learned to Yisrael. So I know that means he moved there, he was visited there. So he says, I don't eat it. Because the Sefer Kafta Beferach, which is one of the Rishonim, says you can't eat it. But I don't prevent my Balabatim from eating it. I even eat in their houses.
You would eat them in other houses?
No, he would eat their kalim. He wasn't makan on kalim. So the Radvaz at the end of the day is nervous about Chatzilim. Okay. But he brings that one of the you know, he quotes these Sorim, which I'm not sure who they are, but in the Sefer Kol Leyo, whoever that is, he found in Gilyan Radvaz Hagoa, Yisabir Shal Goyin Hakadosh and Mefursim Rebbe Reb Shmuel Garmazian. That so he brings the Tosefta. Isur Tosefta the Kol Motzi Peres Mitoch Shana the Zuriyos Enon Nechshav Elin Linyanare El Ben El Yorik. And he brings a different sefer also quotes this Tosefta. We don't have this Tosefta. He says, but I have Shnei Edim Nemonim who said they had such a Tosefta. So Meila, that's the makor for it. Right. So there's a Tosefta which is a lost Tosefta which is being they're being made that they have. We have to rely that they wrote it. They knew what they're talking about. They weren't making it up. And he brings that the Ben Yishchai mentions this to Sefta as well. So he writes. It says the Radvaz is the Tosefta. So why is Lachos Chana saying it's a Tam Cholish? And Al Pishal Yodanu Makam at Tosefta. The Radvaz writes that we don't know what this Tosefta is. So that would be the source of this argument Yes, he brings over here that Rosen wrote that brings that Revozin writes as in of Sulfur Gorla, which there still is also. But the mice, he passed it that a person should be machmer. You should not eat eggplant in Eretz Yisrael. What? You grew in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you can bring in for good for it. Yeah. Right. He brings that the Tamir Arizal, the Arizal used to eat chatzidim. So if the Rechaim Mittal eat chatzidim, if they ate it, it's not a shayla, at least that it's mutter. And he says that the nature of it is that the Shana Rishana who tov matok, Shana Sheni who grew a ma'at, who marks us, Shana Shishas who mar ma'oid, Hashem Roy Lech Yilai Elai Yadei Etchak. Zamuch Shehur Yorik Vila Ilan. Okay. What?
It's not going to make it past
that. Right, so then he applies it to papaya. He discusses bananas, he discusses papaya, then he goes back to his original shiloh, which is this type of a papali, which it's not the papali which we call the yarek bell peppers, but it means the peppers which grow on trees. So I don't know exactly what this type of thing he's referring to, but apparently it grows in a similar fashion, and he's makel on it. You never knew that eggplants were
so controversial.
Okay, so I would like to ask them if they can. So the maisa, there's a big shaila in how do we paskin. So the Chazon Ish learns we pass like the Gaonim. Chazon Ish learns we pass like the Gaonim, not like the Rosh. So the Rosh is not even a suffix by him. The Shulchan Aruch passes, you make a Rebbe Yadoma. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean Rebbe Yadoma, means Rebbe Yadoma, me suffix. It means Rebbe Yadoma, me did Vaday. Right? Is the Ikrib Sak like the Gaonim or not? So the Chazon Ish understands that we pass like the Gaonim. Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to understand that it's a suffix, and therefore me suffix. You make a Rebbe Yadoma, because B'di Yavish, you're going to be Yotzi either way. The Nafkamina is all these other scenarios, you know, when you have the a Repi Adoma, you have a set of Repi Eights, or if you have Repi Adoma and Repi Eights in front of you, so how that plays out. So the Elam should really, you know, the Beis Yosef is pretty straightforward. The Torah brings this, and see the Shulchan Aruch on it. There's very little in the Shulchan Aruch on it. Mishabura, the one thing Mishabura does talk about is he introduces he discusses a minig. The things which grow in a tree form, which means they last from year to year, but their height is less than 3 tefachim. Perish gadelim al ilan is ketanus. But the Ragavan is Pachas Meshosha Tvachim. So the Mohan Rom says that the Bracha is Repio 8. But the Minig Olam, he says it's to make a Repio Dhamma. So maybe the Pshad is Lo Chashivi Kol Kach Pri. The reason why they're doing that is because there's one sheet that's Rishonim which holds it that because of the height, since it looks, it's less than 3 Tvachim to the ground, so it's like Aras Mitha Dhammi and Melitz Adhamma. It grows out of the ground. But so Rosh has a chuba. Rosh says that the Iker Psak is a Tzavetz. But Minig Olam is make a Dhamma. So if you live in a place where there's no standard minig, you should make a eights. I'll tell you in a second. Number one. Number two, he says, and if you have any doubt, if this goes into that minig, again, the Iker Psak is it's a eights. Just as a minig to make a dhamma. So any reason not to follow the minig, you don't follow the minig, because the Iker the minig is really incorrect. The Iker Psak is that it's a eights. That's what Moshe holds. So the person handled a certain type of blueberry. The mice, our blueberries are actually 3 Tvachim high. So the Mishabura's blueberries that they discussed weren't 3 Tvachim high, so they had a discussion about them. Our blueberries are 3 Tvachim high, so the whole discussion is not relevant. Cranberries is the Shiloh. Cranberries grow in a plant which lasts from year to year, and it has a plant, etc., but it's very low to the ground. It's a few inches off the ground. So what's the bracha on cranberries? So according to Russia, there's no standard minig on the bracha on cranberries in America. I can't say there was a minig in Europe. What the bracha making cranberries? They didn't have cranberries. So he holds that the bracha should be heitz. So if you look at your bracha sword, someone will tell you who adama, someone will tell you who heitz, based on this the shayla whether the minig applies it there or there or not. I make a heitz, like Russia. Raspberries also seems to be part of the discussion, but raspberries, they're extremely difficult to deal with the bugs issue, so I wouldn't recommend eating them anyway.
Or you're left freezing them, technically.
There's some people which are making and freezing them because it takes the bugs and breaks them up into little pieces when you do that. So the argument is once they're not a barrier, so then they're bottle. No, even the big size of bugs, but as long as you have a rive, it's bottle rive. And there's no issue of tam. You don't have to worry about shishim because the tam is the tam which is pogum, right? So that's a big shayla. You know, is it in shishim on the tam of bugs? But the mice of the Ikrip Saga, there isn't. So strawberries, you know, the bugs are so small that doesn't necessarily happen. The bugs taka kamei intact by strawberries. So strawberries are more complicated. The strawberries are not as muchsik in toloyim as raspberries are. The raspberries have that little gap in the middle, and the bugs love living in there. It's like very, it's a bug Gan Eden. You know, it's a nice, warm, safe place, and you have food. Like, you know, why not? You know, and it's open, you can get in there, right? So it's like, if I'd be a bug, I would probably go there also. So practically, I mean, it applies to a few of these things. You will see, you know, brachas svarim which handle the bracha on cranberry, they say it's adoma. I mean, I really think the correct bracha is a eitz. Chayyim says the minig is to make a repi adoma, even though he says that the right psak really should be, he agrees theoretically the bracha should be a eitz, but he says the minig is to make a adoma, and the Mishabura seems to follow that if there was an established minig. But kamat doesn't play itself out. Mm-hmm.